Third year in the two-year program?
Third year in the two-year program. What second year?
One of those guys.
Kevin Fishbeck, University of Mary, teacher.
Tanya Taplin, well, I'm not a student, I'm not really a teacher.
Trainer,
yeah. I'm just along for the ride.
She's the last year, so she's going to help us out.
Yeah.
She's a big deal.
That's right, I'm a big deal, so I'm here today.
Tony?
Oh, Tony Auckland, cybersecurity for IT and the North Dakota State Intelligence Center down on Frame.
I'm Stephen Felpage from New Mary. I'm a senior. Yeah.
Getting ready to graduate in May here?
2 more months, yeah.
Nice.
I'm Evan Gowan. I go to New Mary too. I have probably like 2 years left. I'm going for probably 5 total.
Okay.
In for
ITM. Nice. Well, thank you guys. It's finally coming together. Next week we're taking off. We got 8, which we weren't quite sure about the whole year long. Yeah, let's just say we're a little, maybe not quite as organized as last year or something. I don't know what the deal was, but we just didn't get our poop in the group. But we're going to go down there. We're going to have fun, and we'll see how we do. A little bit about the travel details. So I want to leave on Thursday at noon. So right here, BSC, leave Thursday at noon. If you guys have vehicles and you want to leave them here over the weekend, you either can park in the student lot. If you don't feel comfortable with that, you can park them in the faculty lot over here, and I'll just let the security guards know that you're with me, and then you can park there. But if you do park over there, just let me know so that I can let them know. Well, BSC guys will be taking a 15-passenger van down there. Try not to annoy me. I got to do all the driving. When we get down there, the plan is...
Have a bad day, Matt?
Can't wait to ride.
Yeah, I have a vehicle. If anybody's scared to ride with Matt.
Yeah. When we get down there, probably eat some supper, and then you guys can do whatever that night. And the next day, the conference gets started at 9, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And then our competition, they have it down at like 4?
4 o'clock this year.
That seems late to me.
I tried getting a hold of somebody down there and didn't hear back. But
sleep on bragging
over. You do. But
yeah, so that guy's going to give me a team packet with all the details, times, and all that kind of stuff. But I haven't seen that. I want to say it was like 2.
Was
it really 3:30?
I think we went to the room at like 2 and they were still kind of setting up and we got rolling about 3.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
I think.
Just kept going over there because up here starting sooner.
Yeah. And I think that night, if they do it like last year, we go to the restaurant and have supper. So for my guys, you might want to plan on paying for supper out of your pocket that first night. And we've got some money we'll talk about here in a minute. But there'll be lunch on your own the next day, and then supper provided that night, breakfast in the morning at the hotel, and then we're done by like noon. So what we did last year is we grabbed some Taco John's and headed back. So I anticipate that we'll be back in Bismarck 8 p.m., I'm just going to say. Hugh Mary, guys, what time are you planning on taking off or getting down there?
Are you going to CyberCon meeting?
No, I'm not going to.
So what time are you leaving?
I'm leaving at noon, just because I do not want to drive that big van in dark.
Okay.
So.
What time are you guys going to come to class? I'm flushed. So... I'll drive. So noon, you done?
Then at 2:00, if you talk about Thursday, that'd be 2:00.
2:50?
Yeah, I can probably
skip it.
Skip that one.
I can call your phone. Who is your teacher?
It's just Jenny.
I'm your teacher.
Send a thank you.
Yeah. What time do you?
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
I guess if my brother has a park now, it's going sore. I don't know, so I'll have to figure out what's that. But Thursday, I have only your class, so.
Yeah. We'll figure that out.
So what, how long is it?
We only 4 of us.
Right.
And then...
About 6-hour drive, it looks
yep.
like.
Yeah.
We'll get down there Thursday night.
Okay, he'll get down there Thursday night, too.
Yep.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys want to meet up that night last year we did and just kind of went over a little bit of a
game plan,
which we kind of want to go through a little bit today. We don't have a ton of time, but we can talk a little bit about that today. So I guess we'll kind of play that by ear. But for my guys, plan on being here noon, hop in the van, drive down there. Questions, comments on that? Austin, you want to talk about a little bit of the money we got for everybody for food?
Money? You have a card for that? Right?
I do, yep. I figured that out.
So we have $200 that I said we're going to use for food. So I think what I was kind of planning on is we have a big group meal. Maybe we can use some of that money for that.
Yep.
Taco John's.
Yeah.
We are.
We want everything on the menu.
We're fancy eaters. Pretty high class. I remember right, they had at the conference at the Playhouse there. They had concessions set up with card. So if we pay with card and get a receipt, and we haven't used up a lot of money by then. I think we could order as a group. During the competition, I think Matt can be our gopher. And
we all can be.
Yeah.
All of us advisors.
Yeah,
so. Just so you guys know, we do have a little bit of money available for you guys and for BSC guys.
It's not a ton.
But it'll help out down there. So should be pretty close to all expenses paid for you guys to go down there. So that's nice. Next year, if we stay a club... The reason, so at BSC here, we created a club, so we could have access to the funds. Next year, we'll get $2,000.
That'd be a lot of food.
Definitely be all expensive.
We're flying
a lot of tacos.
Oh, yeah. And I actually forgot. Speaking of expenses paid, I have a hotel room for these two. So you didn't book one for them, too, did you?
I did not.
Okay, so yep, got a hotel room for those two, and then you guys have to decide how you want to bunk up, but double queen rooms or double...
At the Super 8.
The best hotel in town.
Yeah.
Well,
the
only hotel
in
town.
the second best hotel in town. But
so you'll get your own bed, you'll have to share a room. Deal?
Yep.
Okay, that's the travel details. If you got questions,
you
let me know.
Like
I just want to talk a little bit about roles. So last year, the roles kind of go to hell once you start, but we had a little bit of an idea of maybe where you want to use your talents. So we had a captain, we had a gopher, right? We had a couple of windows guys, we had a Linux, a firewall. We have two Linux guys.
I think there was like specifically
Linux
one
guys
for mail server, but you basically just ended up being really Linux.
That's another Linux guy. And then what am I missing? Captain, a gopher,
ESXi. That was part of the firewall. But I think right at the beginning, we're going to need to... at the beginning, we need to concentrate on firewall and ESXi and get those, hopefully.
That's what we'd like to do anyway.
Yeah.
Incident reporter. Or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
Captain / incident.
I'm just going to put this as another... I'm going to say wild card. I know we talked about the competition before, but if you can't quite remember, the captain, which is what Tanya did last year, is maybe a little bit more of a non-technical role as far as you're probably not pounding the keyboard all day. You're working with the white team, you're getting the business injects, you're coordinating the team, picking up the phone call. What else did you do last year?
Policies.
Yeah.
Wrote some policies.
You could go talk to them.
Yeah, I can do a presentation. Just manage.
And you have to dedicate someone for that because they are going to try to, if you don't do that, they're going to try to distract you as much as they can and take away somebody who is pounding the keyboard and then they can,
So is there anybody that's kind of leaning towards that? Maybe you want maybe more of a less technical role, you don't want to be in front of the keyboard?
Anybody have a McDonald's drive-thru experience?
Let's talk about our both. I think are crucial for you, Mary. We can't provide as Palo Alto. I mean,
okay.
You guys are going to do the firewall. So.
Yep, we got a couple.
Sure.
So what did you guys decide
on
that?
Working on Palo Alto, so.
I think Austin and Jacob have kind of decided to tag team this a little bit. And Austin's probably going to end up bleeding over to here, hopefully, once we get that firewall initially configured.
The goal is hopefully we get the firewall locked down enough where all I have to do is add the services as we break stuff up. So ideally, we don't have to have someone firewall all the time.
We've kind of figured out that the first thing we're going to do is we're going to lock out all incoming traffic. So we're going to, on the board, we're going to completely go red. But that will make sure that their PowerShell and or bash scripts will not automatically add users. That was a problem. That was not fun at all.
Yes,
and,
I think.
And I left those users in there because I had no idea. That was stupid. But
it's part of the game plan we've been talking about.
We're open to suggestions if anyone doesn't like that one.
But last year they gave you a 15-minute head start, which ends up being like 30 seconds.
It was
and
not
then,
a head start at all. They started before we did because we were still waiting for computers to...
that's why I said 15 minutes.
And if they hand us that same situation, you may want to unplug the network cable to stop it from installing updates in that 15-minute window. At least for...
Do updates after the initial setup is done.
So yeah, what we've kind of been talking about is that first... 15-20 minutes of the competition, we may be down and be red, but it might give us an opportunity to survey what we have, lock down the firewall a little bit and bring it up as we need it, and then on the ESXi virtualization box, we can create snapshots of every machine, so we have a baseline to go back to. And then one thing that I'm advocating for too is on the Windows side, look through group policy and see if there's anything there, because the first thing they want you to do every time is add all the computers to the domain. And what happened when we add all the computers to the domain? Messed everything up, right? Turned off the firewalls. Did it flip the screens upside down?
Well, it first did the firewall. Do you guys remember anything else from that? Like the domain policy that was immediately applied and screens up. I know the servers had the firewall turned off.
Didn't you guys have accounts that were domain admin accounts?
They were all domain
admin.
All
the every account was domain admin.
Yep.
You guys are going to unplug the network card or cable because Dakota State did that last year, and you could hear the red team complaining about it.
Yeah, NDSU aided it. NDSU did it, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I would suggest whoever the captain is that right away call the CEO or whoever's in charge and explain to them, hey, we need to take our network down, we're being attacked, we're trying to figure out, you know, where it's coming in, and just give them a heads up. I think that would be a smart idea.
Do we do that minute one? Because, or do we
what
do
happened
that?
Was they did lose points
yeah,
for that. I talked to these guys about it at the beginning of this, but they really want to do it that way. Because I know that you're right, I mean, they were not thrilled with the way they did it, and they did lose points for it. So.
Did they lose extra points, or was it the minute by minute, your services are down, so you lose points?
I don't know how they lost points, but I mean, they took 12 from the... I thought it was NDSU that did it.
They were down there the whole first day, weren't they?
I don't remember. I do, but Tan is right, I mean, the red team was just, like, the second they come up, we're going to crush them.
And that's what it was. They got mad, and as soon as they came up, I mean, it was all out war. So I just think if you're proactive to begin with and let them know, and really, in a real situation, that's what you would do anyway, is let your supervisor.
How else could you talk?
What if you get plug the network cable, plug it into a random laptop, so something's up? Just takes them a long time to figure out.
The thing is, all the services are down.
All the services are down.
Yeah, but then it'll take a while to figure out that there's only one computer attached to our network.
But if we get that extra,
we can't re-image anything.
If we get that extra 15 minutes, I think that's the first thing we should do. Get that firewall.
How long are the time frames?
Supposedly, it's a 15. Well, yeah. The initial start is supposed to be 15 minutes.
Okay.
That's what it was last year.
Last year, yeah. What's the whole like?
How long is the time? How long did it take?
4 hours,
3 hours.
We had a session where we did some Windows.
Stuff.
Was it a total of 8 hours?
Just
the competition
you might want to take with. How to
was
reset
it
group
5 hours the first
call,
day, and 3 the next, or
how to do
that
how to change every single password, inactive directory, all at once?
I think it was.
I was just telling these guys, we had a quick session on some Windows stuff, and that shows how to reset group policy to default, and then how to reset all the users in Active Directory all at once, which be very careful with that.
Do you want us to bring our own paperwork, or are you going to bring printouts of everything you've already handed us?
You got to bring your own. Well, okay. I guess I could. That's the only one I have, I guess.
Are these simply laptops again? Because I didn't see on the website like a couple places that you should bring them, bring your own, and I didn't know if it was still from last year.
I don't know. As soon as he sends me the details, we'll know that.
I think you're sure you brought your own laptop.
Yeah, 2 years ago, you brought your own laptop and you used your own laptop, and then last year they provided all the laptops. I'm assuming they're going to provide them again, because that way they can be able
to. Let's bring all solid state laptops, kick their ass right off the start. So as far as roles go, I'm out of practice with firewall and Linux, so my best placement would be either be Windows Gopher or Captain. That's what I feel, or Wildcard. But Linux, I haven't touched Linux hardly since out of school, or since done with the 2 year, I should say, which was 2 years ago.
Justin, where are you feeling you might want to be?
Anywhere.
I don't see an anywhere.
You're the wild card.